Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You want to talk about greatness? One of my favorite people, her name is Chauffeur Carla. I'm serious. Guess what she does for a living? She's a chauffeur. Her business has been decimated. Gone. And out of the kindness of her heart, she's been picking up pizzas from Monticello's, okay? And my boy Joe Wadlow, and delivering them through Pennies from Heaven and my close friend John Perry. So she picks up the pizzas in her limo. She delivers them to Children's Hospital, and they feed families who are there with their kids. It's amazing. It's amazing. And she does this out of the kindness of her heart. So my boy, who I love to death, John Perry, JP says, hey, man, I got to send her something because she's so cool. I got to send her a gift card or something. I said, yeah. So I gave him Carla's information, Chauffeur Carla, who has no income, none, because of this crap. So he sends her a $200 Amazon gift card to thank her. What'd she use it for? For herself? Nah, man. She used it to buy things for friends who have not been working. Man, that's deep. That's real. My girl, Chauffeur Carla, now that is special. Man. That's where the rubber meets the road, my friends, in the real world. She has no income. One of my friends who has a charity, Pennies from Heaven, which is amazing, and they're hurting too. And Monticello's, they all work together to get pizzas to families in Children's Hospital, sitting there with their beautiful kids. And Carla does it for free, delivers the pizzas, and won't take a nickel. It's amazing. Meantime, in the middle of this, this government doing everything in its power to hurt small business, not help. I get evidence right here with my man Bob Portogardo from Pepper's Net. What's up, Bob? How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Marty. I'm doing great.
Well, you're not. You're really not. And you're not, because you have to agree with me. This government, this governor's doing everything it can to hurt you, not help you, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, when I say doing great, I try to stay positive and do the best I can. But, yeah, it's frustrating, Marty. My head wants to explode. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And to add insult to this injury, this economic disaster that's crushing restaurants across the country and the world, like Pepper's and that, which I love, in Braddock. Hey, tell our listeners how they kicked you swiftly in the you-know-whats yesterday, what they're trying to do to hurt you even more.
Well, I got a call from the health department, Allegheny County Health Department, earlier this week saying, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? I said, well, we're still abiding by the rules, takeout service only, curbside. Right. But we have an outdoor patio space, which is not considered part of our occupancy permit. So I assumed that would be fine. If people want to take their meal out there and just eat it, that's fine. But they said, you can't do that. I said, well, how about the parking lot, sidewalk? You can't do that either. And I'm like, what can I do? You just can't do that. So I requested something in writing legally to protect myself. What are the guidelines? This is all verbal. And it's not just my restaurant. Other small restaurants have received phone calls from the health department saying the same thing. And in the meantime, I go down to Waterfront because I heard from other people, Panera Bread. There's people sitting on the sidewalk there eating right in the middle of daylight. So why are you picking on the small business when you got Panera?
Hey, forget that. How about the elephant in the room? Mayor Peduto says, we're going to put all the food out on the sidewalk on Walnut Street, and you can come up there and get the food and eat on Walnut Street. How about that?
Yeah, that's people said, you know, when Mayor Peduto said he was going to do that, but why can't you do it down in Braddock?
Well, right.
Our borough is different. Our borough is different, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean it's different? So you can't, you can't set up tables in a parking lot 20 feet from your entrance, 6 feet apart, safely, and if you try and do it, they're going to spank you, right?
Right. It's a place down in South Hills. They got shut down, I believe, a couple days ago. They had chairs in the parking lot. People couldn't eat there. They said, you can't do it. I don't get it.
So they want you to go out of business. I mean, that's the message it sends, right?
Well, it sounds like it with the small business. I mean, I don't see Panera getting smacked. I mean, Miracle Mile, it was happening there yesterday. I had to go make a deposit at the bank and the Waterfront. I mean, those are very visible businesses.
How about Starbucks? People sitting outside at Starbucks.
Well, you know what? The Starbucks, well, that there, I understand Starbucks is closed, but on that property, people were sitting there eating and dining. I don't know if that's the responsibility of the property management company and the Waterfront, but they're out there.
All you're trying to do, my man, all you're trying to do is stay open, right?
Right. I'm trying to get through this. It's just a very gray area right now. And we're not getting any guidelines, nothing in writing. It's just
from borough to borough, county to county, street to street, stoplight to stoplight, the damn rules change. And the business owners are just sitting there trying to stay alive, man.
Well, my buddy Ernie Furno owns Mr. Mike's in Westmoreland County. It's happening out there. So that leads me to believe it's not the county, it's the state putting these mandates down and telling each individual county health department to enforce these.
Yeah, but hold on. If we're allowed to eat food on Walnut Street with 1,000 people, which is what will show up, then why aren't I allowed to eat food at a table next to Peppers and that in Braddock, outside 6 feet apart? Why not, Bob?
I have no idea.
Because it's a load of crap, man. Come on, man.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. I just...
And there's nothing in writing. It's just a phone call and a threat.
Well, I emailed the health department this morning. I said, I want this in writing.
Right.
Just to protect myself legally. And what are my rights? I don't have any right now.
And what do they do, man? Will they shut you down? Did they say we'll shut you down?
Well, they will if I decide somebody wants to go out and eat outside. I'm sure on their radar screen now. I mean, we try to do some live events online like Mikey D. Polka Night Wednesday. It's just him streaming on live online. You can't do that. I mean, why not? Then there's the other thing about the 25 people or less social gathering.
Right.
Well, you can't have anybody in your place. I mean, what are the guidelines? I don't get it. I just don't understand.
I don't either.
Very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. Thanks, Bob Portogallo from Peppers in that fabulous spot and a great man, a hard worker. Kind of makes you want to take a deep breath and punch a wall, doesn't it, man?
I hear you, man.
Except you'd have to fix the wall. That would be the problem. Thanks, my man.
I need to cook. Hey, Marty, have a great weekend.
Man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.